Thank you for calling customer support. Mrs. Morgan speaking. How can I help you?
Hello. Yeah, I just want to check quickly because there is a transaction with this merchant in my credit card. So I just want to remember what type of transaction that we have here. What kind of store is this? Sorry?
So the number you're calling, we're a third-party call center. We represent for more than one company.
Okay. What type of goods that you are selling? Sorry. Is this electronic or? Yeah, I don't have the order. That's why we just have a charge in our credit card coming from this.
So the first and last name.
First is Pianti. I'll spell it for you. So it's P is in Papa, I is in Italy, A is in Andy, N is in Nancy, T is in Tango, and then I is in Italy. So Pianti, first name. And then last name is Marta Kusuma, so it's kind of long. I can spell it for you. So M is in Mary, A is in Andy, R is in Robert, T is in Tango, A is in Andy, K is in Kentucky, U is in United, S is in Sam, U is in United, M is in Mary, A is in Andy, and then H is in Henry. And the date is on July 21st, I believe, the transaction.
What was your zip code? Hello?
Hello, yes, I'm here.
What was your zip code?
94526.
94526. And could you verify your mailing address?
Email address is
no, your mailing address, not the email address.
Oh, the mailing address is 710 El Capitan Drive, Danville, California, 94526.
Yes, sir. Give me one moment.
Say it again.
Give me one moment.
Okay. No.
Yes, sir. So it looks like this was a contest that was entered for a KitchenAid mixer. However, it looks like there was a possible dispute that was filed on the entry fee of that charge for the $7.95.
Oh, how much is the charge? Because I saw it's $39.99 on the charge.
So originally you would have had to pay the $7.95 entry fee to be entered into the contest for the KitchenAid mixer. However, it looks like that was the entry fee was refunded from a dispute that was filed, and the account was never canceled. You would have had to call in to cancel. We can go ahead and cancel the account now. That stops any future billings. However, you would have to have your financial institution on the line, since there does show as there was a dispute was filed on a previous charge.
Yeah, sorry, I couldn't follow you. You said, I want to cancel it for sure. And then what else did you say?
I can cancel this account for any future billings, but because there seems to
have been
a dispute that was filed on a previous charge, you would have to call back to your finance institution before we can issue any kind of refund.
Oh, so we have to call our finance institution, you said?
You would have to have your finance institution on the phone with you before we can issue any kind of refund on that charge, because it was a dispute filed on the previous charge.
Okay. How can we do that? I guess this thing's a bit complicated than I thought. I thought I can just cancel it. So, because obviously we you know, want to cancel the transaction. So do you want to have like three? I have to call them right now and to the line. Is that what you say?
So I can go ahead and cancel this account, but if you would like that refund, you would have to call back and have your bank on the phone with you.
Okay. Yeah, please cancel for sure.
Would you like a cancellation number?
Say it again.
Would you like a cancellation number?
Sure. Yeah. I thought that's automatically being canceled, so that's why I was like kind of confused.
My cancellation number is C as in Charlie. 26.
C as in Charlie. What's that?
C as in Charlie. 26, like 26. 10.
10. 8.
And then?
And that's it. Okay. Okay. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you for my customer support. You have a great day.
Thank you. Bye.